Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the
body punches?
I was hitting him with body punches and I heard him actually crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
5 minutes.
So
the
you knew you
time.
Had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Deeply Offbeat Productions.
Making women gestures like,
let's go check.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you were just tuned in with us a few minutes ago, you know that we were live over on the ESPN Plus app as Terrence Crawford has just become the WBO welterweight champion of the world. We've moseyed on over to Showtime to try and catch the Leo Santa Cruz, Abner Mares, where they're picking up right where they left off. It's been an all-action affair as we've been trying to get the live stream up and running for you guys. They're in the center of the ring. It's round two. We're about 26 seconds left into the round. I have Leo Santa Cruz winning both these rounds thus far. The more accurate and active fighter. But I am your host, Nestor Gets. Find me Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Let me go on over to the Golden State.
Dalla DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck yeah. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout, man. When he said the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yeah. Shout out to YouTube and shout out to RTD2. But I haven't been watching enough of the fight in the setup because, you know, obviously production to score the first two rounds. I will say this. It looked like Leo's been landing the better shots, but Abner's been working more and landing more shots. Not necessarily the better shots, but he's been landing more shots. And again, this fight's going to be tough to score, in my opinion, if it's anything like the first one. It's so back and forth in between the round itself. I mean, there's so many toss-up rounds in these sorts of fights. So I just can't wait to just see the action, enjoy it as a fan, and not really score it as much. I'll go back and score it probably later on tonight or tomorrow morning. Just enjoy the fight that it is, because Leo versus Abner, it should be a fun fight just like the first one. But I'm Matt Tips on Inc. Find me at Matt Hunter TBV on all platforms. What up?
And how many years has it been since that first one that we're speaking of?
Was it 2016 or 15?
Not sure. I know Leo doesn't look very much different, except I feel like he is a bit taller, right? Maybe bigger somehow.
Taller? No. I think they look exactly the same. These two guys haven't changed one bit since their first fight. Both, I mean, are two of the top five guys in the division. And Abner always, I think, just being the perfect foil for Leo, you know. Abner's the type of guy that can do everything Carl Frampton did very good in the first Leo fight, but he's a little bit more ranger, a little bit taller, a little more of a natural featherweight, unlike Carl Frampton. So he doesn't get sucked into the disadvantages from the reach and the height from the Leo as much as a guy like Carl Frampton did in the rematch. Leo landing some good shots.
Well...
Yes.
Leo Santa Cruz still does that tell with his hands where he shakes it like a maraca.
I mean, a tell. He just does it. It's like a tick. It's more of a tick.
It's a tell.
Well, he doesn't throw the right hand after. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't do the same thing off of it.
No, you know, if he does it, he ain't doing nothing, so you can do something.
Yeah, but no one's been able to, like, capitalize it on that way, you know? Like, oh, he's not using the right hand in that split second. I got through the left hook. You know, like, no one's been doing that.
Well, now they are. Or they will. Away the keys to the city right there.
But, yes, hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button. Remember, you can call in 1-425-569-5241 or add Nestor Gibbs on Skype if you're international. One call in absolutely free. Yeah, can't
That's
wait.
Sean Porter. That is Sean Porter right there.
Well, he lives in Vegas. Oh, no, this isn't Vegas. This is L.A.
L.A., L.A., big city of dreams.
I made the drive. Go support his PBC family.
True. Oof. Good. Left hook landed there by Leo.
He's been trying to land that left hook this whole fight so far, I feel like.
They not playing. Wow, there's a lot of leather being thrown. Oh, good one, too, by Leo.
I mean, the first fight was a fight of the year contender. It was one of the best fights of the year.
Right hand by Abner Mars. Doubled up with that jab and landed a right hand over the top. Nice.
Both guys landing some good shots in this round. Leo getting just a little bit of the better of it, I would say. Able to catch Abner mid-combination a little bit more than the vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are letting their hands go. It's going to be combination exchanges all throughout, it looks like. What I'm not seeing is, can they hurt one another? Because...
Well, neither guy has power, so, I mean, this fight's...
Look at it. Like, they're putting everything into these shots.
Yeah, but... They're 126 pounds. They're not known for knockout power. Their first fight went to the distance, and they're throwing heavy leather then. This fight's going all 12. Like, this fight's not ending earlier. And if you not necessarily you, but if anyone out there thought that one of these guys would get the knockout, you clearly aren't watching them enough to know that this fight's going all 12 and going to be a fun fight in the process. Good uppercut by Leo on the highlights.
Bro. They're like, you hit me? No, I'm going to hit you back. It's crazy. Oh, Mara's got a new tat. That's, he got the his logo M on his chest.
I don't like it. Wouldn't say it's my favorite tattoo I've seen on a fighter.
Yeah, I'm liking what Leo's doing. I think that it's pretty easy if you're a judge to see that, you know, he's the more accurate, more active. You know, he's coming forward. Mars is trying to, you know, bait him in or wait for the counter, but I think he's losing, you know, judge momentum there. Good exchange, though, there. He finished up to the body, Mars did.
One thing that I think we always forget about Leo, because he's just, I think, known to be like a volume puncher, is how accurate he is. Because like you said, he's been landing the more accurate shots all night so far, and that's usually the case. He's usually the more accurate guy, actually. For a guy that's been known to brawl and, you know, sort of put up the high guard and be a little bit more of the Mexican style, he has some boxing skill behind it.
Yeah, I think this isn't going to get good till about the seventh, when both men are feeling a little bit effects of all these punches, all the work that they're doing early in.
One guy starts getting a little more tired than the other.
Yeah, more mistakes happen in fatigue.
Absolutely. And both these guys are usually, I would say, slow starters. I'd say overall. Especially Leo. Leo, to me, tends to be a slow starter. Abner's usually trying to box quickly and just have the same game plan throughout. He's pretty consistent throughout the rounds.
I mean, Leo may be a notorious slow starter, but he started off fast enough in this one. I have him down definitely for the first two.
Who, Abner down the first two?
No, Leo, because you said Leo was a slow starter unless you made a mistake.
No, no, I said the right thing. I misunderstood what you said. But I think Leo needs to pop the jab out a little more. He's not jabbing enough for me. And when he does, he just sort of just puts it out there as a range finder. And then tries to throw the right hand off of it or the left hook off of it. I think if he's a little more authoritative with that jab, he would get Abner to sort of back off a little bit more with these explosions and these bursts of energy. Shout out to Jermell Charlo and Austin Trout on the co-main event. I thought that was a pretty fun fight. I know we had some callers in the fight or in the show before this one kind of hating on that, but that was a good one. I thought Charlo did good.
Yeah, I mean, that one caller, he said, oh, you know, he showed he's not on the level or he was being outboxed. I'm like, wow, last I checked, when I was watching it, I had to turn over to Crawford, and that was like past the seventh round. Jermell already had two knockdowns. They weren't like 100% legitimate in the sense there's like, I punch you, you go flat down. But they were definitely accumulative punches and the knockdown due to accumulation, you know, the off balanceness due to punches to the face. So like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think he did well.
Yeah, I thought Jermell Charlo clearly won the fight. I thought the Austin Trout that gave, let's say, like Jared Hurd, a really tough fight that was back and forth, bloody and competitive. That wasn't this fight. Jermell Charlo absolutely negated everything that Austin Trout had and put in the W, you know, put in the classic Jermell Charlo performance of just being the better boxer. But we're heading into the fourth round for Leo versus Abner. Number two, the rematch. Shout out to Leo's dad for battling his health conditions and still doing pretty well. Abner Mara is down probably on the judges' scorecard, I'm assuming. Then he's up the tempo a little bit.
Yeah, if you're watching this, you can always contact us at on our Twitter. Mm-hmm. Or any forms of social media. We're looking for some social media content creators. So if you know any savvy
and
YouTubers, savvy Facebookers, savvy Instagrammers, tell them to contact us for an opportunity at the big leagues.
Or if you have any experience with WordPress, please email us at theboxingvoice@yahoo.com, or you can email me personally at matthuntertbv@gmail.com, and we can discuss maybe getting you an internship. So if you want to be
Gary's call him fall off of Dallas, Gary.
We still love you, Gary. We still love you. But yes, we need a part-time intern editor for the website. So please hit us up if you are interested. And I do believe we give college credit out. So if you are a college student, journalism major, you want to get your foot in the door, have a nice little thing on your resume saying the number one boxing podcast on iTunes. I was a part of that. Hit us up.
Do that.
Shout out to the super chat. Andre Diakonu saying TBV working hard today. Thank you. No, thank you, Andre. Pound for pound supporter.
Thank you for always being in the chat whenever we do go live, because imagine how very like... I mean, would you show up, Matt, if there was no one there?
For our shows? No, because then it wouldn't be a show because we're not doing it in front of people.
Oh, boy. It's almost 1 in the morning on the East Coast. I need my boy Santa Cruz to get, like,
what,
the path of Thor, you know what I'm saying, and strike lightning on this guy.
That's not going to happen.
He's always doing the maraca. He needs to shake that maraca, pointing it in the sky. Hopefully a lightning bolt's attached, Thor style, and we get Abner out of here. Now, we had Abner on the show the other day, you know. He said we were going to see some things. He said we were going to see what he and Robert have been working on, and he's a different guy since that first fight. What do you think? Has there been a difference?
No. Not at all. I think Abner is one of those guys like a Jorge Linares who's extremely good at boxing, but not an A-level guy. Not a guy that's going to beat other A-level people. I just think Abner is a guy that's just good at boxing. I mean, he's not necessarily great at anything. And also, he's been in the game for how long now? I mean, he's a veteran at this point. The idea that he's going to learn new tricks, come on, Abner, you're not going to sell me on that.
Notorious JP, I got mad content, fam. Well, hit us up, brother. We looking for a few good men to join the team and continue to expand our brand. We actually need a Las Vegas and Los Angeles correspondent. We need some backups out there. Things are getting heavy, busy. Basile said, Ness, it's only 12:07. You getting old, B. Yo, how you know I ain't going out after this for the drinkage with the best friendage? Huh? You don't even know. You don't even know. You don't even know. You don't even know.
You don't even know necessarily? Is that?
And everybody got them Everlasts. I like the pivots that fucking Leo got on. Black and golds look nice. Leo landing a good left hook there in that exchange. Mars looking like he came out a man on a mission. He's wow, good right hand by Mars. He's, you know, he's very successful with that right hand when he doubles the jab. He doubles the jab to the body, and he's able to land that overhand right. Definitely loopy, so Leo doesn't even get to see it.
I think Abner definitely needs to change it up and be the aggressor. Like, he needs to do something different. He can't box with Santa Cruz. Like,
yo, Mighty Sway jumping in the chat. Yo, you just jumped in. As you get in, hit that like button. Horrible, the number of likes. Like, why do you need to be reminded? Mighty Sway talking about fight sucks. Bad night for boxing. Damn.
I think it's been a decent night for boxing.
Definitely agree that it was decent. Don't agree with these thumbs up not being pressed. That is,
come on,
yo, strap, yo. Where's the strap? For real.
The Terrence Crawford fight was fun. I know Jeff Horn lost every round, but that was a fun fight. The Flanagan Hooker fight was fun. Shout out to Tyson Fury for that farce, though. That was,
I don't know if that was fun.
What, the Flanagan Hooker fight?
Yeah, I watched that shit. That shit was kind of trash.
I thought it was entertaining.
I didn't even know, like, Hooker was winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew he was doing okay, but I'm like, man, it's the UK. He ain't getting no easy win over here. But he got it.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Maurice Hooker always getting the decisions on his side.
Nah, he don't always get decisions.
Yo, come on, fam. He's Darlis Perez. Do we need to mention that?
Yeah, all right. But, like, always, that's, a, you know, his, you mean the last fight.
Yo, Danny Garcia cherry-picked one time, and people deemed him a cherry-picker for the rest of his career.
Nah, man, it was more than that. It was Salka. It was Mauricio.
Yeah. Mauricio wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but in their eyes, he was. That's not what they wanted. You just beat Lucas Matisse. We don't want Matisse Mauricio. But I get it, man. It is what it is. Boxing fans were fickle. Damn, sixth round already. Neither man down. Both in the center of the ring. Just a lot of leather being exchanged, but
a lot of tit for tat.
Not too much accuracy, to be honest with you. Well, I'm not seeing too much accuracy right now. I just see, like, okay, he's exchanged. I got to throw two because I can't lose. See, look, they just go at it like two Tasmanian devils. It's like, whoa, yo, calm down, guys. Won't somebody just do some straight shit instead of all these loopy shots?
Straight shit.
Check the replay. Look,
I think both guys are landing good shots. They're just not heavy hitters. That's what happens.
Play loopy loop, both of them. Look,
when you have two good boxers,
Mars didn't make it because he was looping. He looped with a long good guy. But what would happen if he went straight down the pipe? Leo doesn't land the fucking hook. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Man, friend of foe, bitch.
Ness is about to pass out.
I ain't going nowhere.
You're sinking in the chair.
Robert using. Uh-oh. We need to get that for Border Wars 4. What's that? You see that shit over Abner's head?
Nah, I'm a little bit behind you, so I don't know.
Like a Neosporin towel or some shit. Shit look almost...
What about the Wilder thing? Come on, you don't want that thing?
What?
The Wilder headdress, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The refrigerated, ice-cooled,
mm-hmm.
Igloo-style head helmet.
Yeah, that looked dope.
You know what's not dope? The fact that we ain't got no thumbs up. Like, that's crazy, though.
Yo, I'm going to say this. Obviously, the boxing public does not care about this fight.
Because... Yeah, they don't. And shout out to CSMHJ Dog saying, yo, Mixed Combat Radio, boxing voice, Mares may want to reconsider Gervonta call out for real. You ain't lying. He did say he wants some of that sauce with Gervonta.
Did he say that? I didn't remember him saying that.
I thought he said that for sure. Like, yeah.
I believe you. I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm saying I did not hear it. But Mars, come on. Will you stop?
I mean, Mars is that type, though. He already, ever since he lost that, I mean, before he lost that L, he was like that. Like, he was always, yo, there was a point of time, man, Mars went through the ringer, yo. Check his resume. He fought Johnny Perez twice, Joseph Abeko, and like one other dude all back to back. And he was a Showtime Showbox fighter at the time. Like, he wasn't even, you know, with Big Al or none of that shit. Yep. Yo, Matt, so it seems like you're right. Nobody ain't beat for Leo. What's up with Leo? They don't like Leo.
We had great numbers for the Tyson fight, great numbers for the Crawford fight, and I mean below average numbers for the Leo fight. Very curious. Let me know in the chat, like, do you guys care about this fight? Like, do you guys care about these guys at all? Like, let me, like, this is a fight that you care about, or you just here because you're a hardcore fan and it's what hardcore fans do. They just watch every fight because they support the sport.
You know? I mean, I'm not here to support. I'm here because I fuck with boxing.
And I mean, think about it. Like, Ness, you said it. Like, it's 1 a.m. on the East Coast almost. Like, if you're a boxing fan on the East Coast, you may just watch the Charlo fight, then switch over to the Crawford fight, and then you were good for the night.
Yeah, man. And I mean, if I were you, I would stay wherever Ness is at anyway, because, like, I mean, Tyson Fury, anybody could just like hit you up and then we got a report on it.
A lot of I don't care, just love boxing, just supporting the sport. So, yeah, no one really caring about this fight. It's kind of sad. Both guys getting paid well, at least. So, salute to them.
How well?
Leo's getting $1 million. Leo's getting $1 million guaranteed, and Mara's getting $750,000 guaranteed.
Yo, Heyman has brought that pay grade down. He brought everybody to reality.
But now, really, look at Jermell Charlo. I mean, think about the fight with, like, Hatley. He got $100,000. This fight, I think, he got $1 million for.
I mean, it's time he got that mil.
I can see what you're saying. Like, it was time for him to get a pay bump. Okay. I hear what you're saying.
It's like, how many times do you
pay that guy $100,000?
Yeah. And I don't even believe that. Like, yo, must have been a typo. Like a champion defending the belt for
yo, that was crazy. You know he got paid amazing on the back end. Well, look at Crawford and Horn. Like their confirmed purses to the state was well below what they were actually getting paid.
Oh yeah, what's their purses?
Well, Dan Rayfield said that the state commission purse was $500,000 for Jeff Horn, but he got $1.25 million. Guaranteed from Top Rank on the back end combined, obviously, with the $500,000. So he's getting paid $750,000, over double what he getting originally on the back end. So salute to him, man. And Terrence Crawford got paid $1.something million, $1.2 million, $1.5 million, and then got paid $3 million total overall on the back end.
Yo, Leo landed like three left hooks in that exchange of the last round, bro. They were just showing highlights. It was just like bang, 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 bang.
So when like people like Eddie Hearn says, like, how do these people pay these fighters seven-figure paychecks on the back end? Everyone does it here in the U.S. Bob Arum does it. Al Heyman does
it. But you haven't answered Eddie's question as to how.
Well, it's still taxable. It's just not commission money. It's not what the commission makes off of.
So what would be the upside in not telling the commission?
I bet you save on some taxes, like some state taxes. Like, it may be you have to pay it federal, like, taxes on that, but not state. That's what I'm assuming. Because we've heard that from everyone at the top, that they get paid close to seven figures or more than seven figures on the back end. And hell, Crawford and Horn were perfect examples of that.
Guys right now, bro, they are really throwing this leather around.
Too bad they have no power.
That is true, man. I wonder if either guy is going to take the Gary Russell fight. Do they finally give Gary Russell a shot?
I shout out to Marcos from Fight Hub. He did an interview with Oscar Valdez. Oscar Valdez wants that work. He's going to the doctors.
No, Valdez, heal up.
Well, he's going to the doctors next week. If he gets the okay that he's cleared, he wants the winner of this fight.
And I think Top Rank is going to say, yeah, let's put him in there. Let's not give him a fight and watch how he's doing as the investors.
No. No, I mean, they might, but I mean, I think the winner of this fight is not fighting a unification fight next. I think Oscar Valdez isn't fighting a unification fight next. They're going to take tune-ups. But the next fight after that, maybe. We're potentially talking. Same with Gary Russell. I think Gary Russell is going to take a tune-up after finding his Mando. He's going to take a voluntary defense against some guy next year. And then the year after that, fight a unification. Come on, it's Gary Russell.
I mean, I don't know. I think if he had a unification on the line, he'd be around.
CSM J-Dog saying that Rosado said tonight he may be fighting Chavez Jr. in August. We've been hearing that for a while. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yo, only him and Chavez care about that fight.
No, you would watch it.
Like, for Rosado, it's a good fight, right? Yes. It does something for him because Chavez is still always going to be who he is.
And it's winnable.
But, for Chavez, it's like you picking on someone smaller, and it's like really nobody really cares. Like you shit the bed last time. Like you're not disciplined. Like, yo, your girl ain't taking you back, bro. You a cheater, and you don't know how to not to cheat. Like, and I mean that metaphorically. Like, he ain't changing.
Yep, I agree. Shout out to these guys. Looking like they have not thrown or not been hit by a punch at all in this fight. They could fight 16 rounds and they could look exactly the same.
That's true, bro.
Good little flurry there at the end of the round. I'm not really scoring it. I think Leo's winning it, though.
Hands down for me.
Yeah, I think Leo's winning it. He's been just the better guy throughout. A lot of Abner shots are ineffective. Landing on the chest, landing on the arms, you know, not really landing clean. Leo's at least landing clean shots. Remember, we have a flagship show tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, always on Sunday and Thursday.
Day. So if you ain't get your pick right. Come get your bowl of crow.
Monday, obviously, 7 p.m. Untitled on Patreon. Wednesday, absolutely free on YouTube. UK Hour with Robin Matt, 5 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. UK time. And, of course, Friday, 78 count, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on Patreon, the full TBV network schedule.
Be part of the Bang Anywhere gang and join up. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure you get those notifications. We do go live frequently. Spontaneously and almost every day. So you want to get those notifications so you don't miss a show.
We definitely average a show a day.
We can get you through your work week if you only subscribe. We made it to 75,000 too, so you might as well be part of the movement now. Like, you know, a lot of you've been waiting for us to fall off. You might as well jump on now. It's like, they made it this far. Might as well, Root.
Any of you radio personalities think you want smoke? Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
Yeah, we want that smoke.
So what do you think about the indication of you know, like these numbers reflecting those numbers?
I'll guarantee you this.
It is too late, though. Maybe the Crawford fight zapped all the energy because even though that was difficult to watch, it was at the right time. I mean, it's almost literally now 12:30 a.m. We're only in ninth. Like you said, neither man looks like they've been in a fight.
I will guarantee you that when Keith Idek has his, you know, viewership report on Monday on boxing.com, shout out to Keith Idek, always has the great breakdowns on the viewership. The Jermell Charlo fight will have a higher viewership peak than the main event on Showtime. Like, it's just obvious. Like, the interest for that fight was more than the main event on this card. And I think that the Terrence Crawford fight was the fight of the weekend. Like, people are forgetting that was the fight, even though it was on an app that no one wanted to buy, no one wanted, people didn't really know how to get. App kept crashing.
About it.
The app was kind of poor quality at times. Shout out to, you know, the ESPN's B team for boxing always. But that was still the fight of the weekend. I think even though they're probably not going to release numbers, just like Netflix doesn't release numbers.
For shots behind the head.
I think a majority of the people that watch boxing this weekend watch Crawford versus Horn. Obviously not the Showtime card.
I'll tell you what, I had more people call me about that one.
The Crawford one?
Yep.
I mean, numbers wise, it. I mean, obviously, we didn't do a Jermell Charlo live fight chat, but numbers wise, it was the biggest fight this weekend so far for us. Now, theoretically, people that were watching the Jermell Charlo fight should still be sticking around for the Leo fight, but maybe they didn't. Maybe they hopped off for the Crawford fight. I would have.
I definitely hopped off for the Crawford fight.
Mm-hmm.
So far, it is seeming like the right thing to do. Crawford got the stoppage, whereas, you know, look at where Leo is at. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Given quality in the chat, saying more people have Showtime versus ESPN Plus. Yes, but not more people have Showtime versus ESPN. And ESPN has been pushing this app. They've been pushing the fight. When I went on ESPN.com, the first thing that was there was Crawford versus Horn. The first thing on the homepage.
Yeah, and the slider.
So they were pushing this heavily.
And they're giving free month trial.
Free week trial. So, and again, we don't know how many subscribers ESPN Plus have. And they're never going to release that info. They don't have to.
Yo, it's only a free week.
Yeah, 7 days.
Damn, they stingy, bro.
But to be fair, it's only $5. I mean, that's below market value.
Yeah, but bro, like that's how you wheel someone in is like charging them 15, would you say?
No, five. It's $5.
Oh, okay.
$5 a month.
Oh, per month?
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
What do you mean?
I don't like that.
It's cheaper Netflix. Than every other streaming device or every other streaming app.
Netflix is like $7.99, bro, and you get so much more. Like, this is only boxing. They talking about
it's not only boxing. Now, for you.
No, actually, for me, it's only boxing, but I've seen that they have other sports and stuff like that I don't really even know the names of.
And in 2019, they're going to have the UFC on ESPN Plus, you know, for like $200 million a year.
Is there a petition I could sign to keep that off the network?
No, Ness. So hop off with your hate.
I might have to.
You might have to delete your ESPN Plus membership just out of principle that they have the UFC on.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know nothing about UFC. I'm not interested to talk or watch it. Got to be like, I don't know, somebody big, like McGregor versus someone. You guys are going to now tell me is going to get it done. Like, I don't know. But I doubt it, right? Shit is whack. I never.
Stay in your lane.
Just stay in your lane, fam. Like, we're close. We're almost done with this fight. We're almost out of here tonight. It's been a long day. Shout out to Ness, who didn't want to work all day. And then last minute wanted to do 5 live fight chats at the same time.
I was just trying to be productive. While you know, I would have rather done the live Charlo than watch 8 live rounds and then not do it.
Oh, that was funny.
That's what you wanted to do. You was busy at that time. Just admit it. Admit it, fam.
I'm not going to admit it because it's not true. Well, technically, I was busy. But anyways, digressing, you know.
Shit happens, man.
It does. After this fight, I just want it to be over. I'm tired.
How are you tired, bro? It's like 9 o'clock over there.
Yes, but you know what? All the production I do for the show, it's tiring. You know, this new CEO life, it's tiring. Oh, good jab there by Leo. Good right hand. Still not doing
well. I found the killer B&B too. It's like $300 a night for Florida, dog.
$300 a night. We saw a killer one for $190.
Nah, it wasn't killer, dog. It wasn't killer. We just need like.
Wait, it's not just me and you, right? It's other people. I keep forgetting it. Okay, yeah. Never mind. I thought
my best friend is definitely coming.
I thought it was just me and you splitting the $300.
No. What we don't know is Doomy and his brother. Those are the two. Not Doomy's brother, but like my best friend's brother and Doomy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are and you know, it's just like
and it's Doomy, so I mean you're not gonna know until the night before, and then even then
you never know
man. It could be 4 a.m gotta get to your flight and Doomy just is nowhere to be found. Good right hand by Abner in the highlights. hit that like button. Us putting in overtime. Trying to give you the most content, most podcast-worthy content available. Remember, you guys can call in. Give your thoughts on the fight. You know, call in 1-425-569-5241 or add Nestor Gibbs on Skype.
I don't think people want to give their thoughts, Matt. 11th round, bro. 11th round. I wonder what these ratings are going to be like.
For us or for them?
For them.
They're going to be low. Like nothing over like 700. And that's being very optimistic. I'm thinking more like 550, 650 range.
I'm going 350, 480.
Wow, that's really low, Ness.
They're going to do, they about to do AJ numbers. It's mid, it's midnight, bro. People went to sleep.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe the Danilo Charlo fight. That's what I'm thinking. At that time of the day, no other boxing was on except for fucking, what was it, Pedraza? Nobody wanted to watch that bullshit.
Yeah, I didn't even know who Pedraza was fighting.
Did he lose? Like, it looked like he was losing.
Nah, I mean, the little bit that I watched, it did not look like he was losing.
He was getting hit with some shots from a guy that no one's heard of. But Pedraza's not that good. Let's be honest. Wow, all the numbers from the chat. But then again, I wouldn't be surprised.
Say what?
I said a lot of low numbers in the chat for like, you know, expectations like, you know, 325,000, 375,000, you know, 600,000. Mm-hmm. A minute left in the 11th round.
Damn, Mars don't win this. It ain't no trilogy, huh?
Nope.
And it ain't competitive enough.
No, it's not.
Like, I don't see true blue excitement here, bro.
And also, it's not a fight that's like a money fight to where they can just keep running it back no matter what. You know, like the Pacquiao-Marquez fight. While those were all great fights, like, those did money. Like, those did well. So, that's why they kept running them back no matter what. This fight's not making the money, I'm assuming.
You guys need a knockdown. Clean one, too.
I wonder how the attendance is and the gate revenue is for the LA fight. Curious about that.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Mahrez has like this weird style, bro. It's like beat you to the body. He's like, and then shoot one to the top, back out, reset, do it all over again.
Mm-hmm. Trying to score.
There he goes, back downstairs. Do-do-do-do.
The right hook up top.
Yeah. I'm so hungry.
Money Matt in the chat saying part three can be on an undercard. Damn.
Part three. Part three of what?
This fight, if they were to do a trilogy.
Oh, jeez.
That was the joke, you know.
Oh, geez. Only way I want a trilogy if this is one of them fighting at 160 and the other one stays in the same division.
160?
Yeah, I'd rather, you know, because it's just not, it ain't doing it. It ain't doing it. It's too much camaraderie here. You know, a lot of handshaking. A lot of backroom deals happening.
No, I wouldn't say that. I just want to see the winner of this fight again. I
mean, metaphorically, because it's like no power, bro. It's like they sell you a dream, you know?
What were they selling you on? No one was selling this fight as like a knockout fight.
Not as a knockout, but as like, oh, they're going to pick up where they left off. And it's like, yo, fam, when did I ever tell you this was dope?
The first fight was fun. Like, let's be honest. But most of the time, rematches don't live up to the hype of the first one. Like, look at Leo's other, like, two-fight sort of saga with another fighter. Like, the second fight was significantly less entertaining than the first one with Carl Frampton. Same thing with this one. Like, it happens. That usually is the case in a rematch. Usually, one guy shows that he's just clearly a step above and just clearly wins. I would argue that's what Leo's doing right now, even though it's been competitive in spots.
They got Yo, whoever's car was that had Leo straight shutout 107.
Yo, someone in the chat saying I got Mara's up 9-2.
Whoever's in the chat,
I'm not gonna.
You probably should make sure you're wearing the glasses.
Or
Kayla Plant wearing sunglasses indoors while watching a fight.
Or maybe.
Are you off your tits? Have you been smoking something?
Maybe he's been smoking something, you know. They're saying.
Kayla Plant, we all know you're not really watching a fight.
What, did they pop up like a Kayla Plant on Twitter said this about the fight?
I'm just saying. He's right now looking.
Oh, I see him. I see him with the sunglasses on.
With sunglasses on in an arena.
He looks like he's asleep. Like his head's not turning.
It's like, yo, babe, I'm tired. So I had a long run. No, baby, I got my sunglasses in. Nobody will ever know.
Yeah, it was like Weekend at Bernie's over there. With
classic.
No. I'm concerned. Is he breathing? Like.
Yo, I wonder how good Weekend at Bernie's is now and shit. Shit probably trash.
It's probably awful.
Probably can't even get through it. Yo, John Doe, you putting out eggplants in the fucking chat? You wild sausage fest having.
He does that.
Do your thing, fam. You in the sausage, you do your thing, man.
No, he's spamming. You gone. You out of here. Oh, I just remember it's the last round. Get hyped, everyone. Get hyped.
19 seconds, Matt. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Get happy, guys. We're almost done. We're almost out of here. Hit the outro now. No callers. Immediate reactions, 30 seconds long. Drive by. You know what's crazy on my end? Because I'm behind you, my fight's still going. I'm still in the 12th round.
Final thoughts. Unless there's, by some miracle of God, the numbers come back extremely high, let lying dogs lie.
Yo,
there's no way. Actually, let sleeping dogs lie, right? So let this fight just chill out now.
I'm going to say this. Shout out to the pound for pound king, Terrence Crawford. The real fight of the weekend.
Oh. Oh.
Yes, I'm Matt Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Matt Hunter TBV on all platforms. Mixed Combat Radio on YouTube, iTunes, etc. Shout out to Leo Santa Cruz, who's probably going to win this. I'm not going to wait around for a decision. We know what happened. Really?
What if it's like an upset and shit? It's like, oh, Abner Mars won. We'll be talking about it Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's where we'll eat our crow if it's really, you know, Mars or a draw or whatever the case may be. I'm your host, Ness Gets. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. Remember, hashtag TBV podcast, wherever podcast hashtags are used. Really just hashtags, not podcast hashtags. That was total. Blooper Rome.
Only podcast hashtags, people. No other hashtags available on these sites. That's what we have to go for, okay?
Yeah. Blooperoni alert.
Blooper. Peace.
Oh, you know, social media for anybody?
I already gave it out.
All right, bye. Bye. Bye.